I'm enjoying myself. Good it.
Chance playing a video game.
I am playing. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, because Spiritfarer, I talked about Spiritfarer on Podboys a couple, like,
It's a good game.
before it came out, because it was at a couple of different shows, like showed
Yeah.
off before. So we talked about it a couple times, and like, it's crazy that you ended up being the target demographic for fucking
The,
Spiritfarer.
why would I not be the target demographic? Cute little game where I get to rearrange a boat and fly around and catch jellyfish and crates and cart people off to the end
I
their
was gonna say, isn't
afterlife.
that the one where you have to like help people like cross over?
Yeah, I haven't yet helped anyone cross over. I'm not
Oh, so
that far in the game.
you're not a very good spirit fair.
Wow, I've played maybe
Okay.
20 minutes of the game, but thank you.
And welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now about games. This is Pod Boys now. Welcome to it. I'm just kidding. My name is Oscar. I'm joined
Yay.
as always by my co-host and best bud.
Stan.
How art thou?
Good. I'm sleepy because I stayed out late last night after watching the Six musical, but
The what?
the Six musical.
You texted me that you got invited to the Six musical, and I was just like, I don't know what that is, but have fun, girly
It's
pop.
you don't like musicals, so
No, exactly. That's why
no.
I don't know what it is.
It's basically like kind of a rock musical about the six wives of Henry the Eighth,
What the fuck?
but it's like just them. It's like just the six of them, and then a band, and their band was all female, and that was fucking cool for me. And that's it. That's the only people on cast on stage. There's no set design. It's like a lot of lights kind of thing, and so they each sing a song about like what Henry the Eighth put them through, and then you're supposed to like vote on your favorite queen kind of thing. So that's like the premise of it. So they sing about all the like, and it's like good songs, and they like picked celebrities and whatnot to base the queen sonas off of. So like Beyonce was like a one, and Ariana Grande and Adele and like Sia and Nicki Minaj, like all of these people were like the so like the personas that they were like, this character is identifying this persona in their song kind of thing, but it's all like very strong female leads like kind of thing.
Interesting.
It's really good. I rather liked it. I knew the music already.
Is it like comedy?
Yes, and
Okay,
it's like that
cool.
biting, you know how I like biting lyrics like when I in my musicals, like it does that. Like there's literally a part like where it's like up like Henry didn't like me because I didn't look like my pick, and
You
it's
know.
funny how we talk about that and not Henry's little, and then the next queen cuts in and is like, prick up your ears, and
You know,
I like shit like that.
I miss you so much, Shad, because we used to spend so much time together at work and stuff, and we don't hang out as much as we would both
No.
would like. I miss you so much, but I don't fucking miss
Me having musical
you
moments.
having musicals on in the background, TikToks using sounds from musicals that then get stuck in my head. I don't,
That wasn't my fault. That wasn't my fault, though. That one wasn't my fault. I never put Waitress songs on. And that song is from Waitress. And I never played the full thing through of Waitress.
Not hearing it. It's your fault.
That's okay.
I blame
But
like
it is good. It is a rather good and funny
the point
musical.
is, I miss you. Don't miss the
No,
musicals.
yeah, it's fair. I miss musicals. So I got invited to go
I
out to one
fucking
last night. They
hate.
said, we're not recording tonight.
I
Sorry, love
literally
you, bye.
fucking hate when like episodes of shows I like decide to randomly have a fucking musical episode. I literally
It's a
want
thing that
to
we'll never get along
fucking
with because those are my
punch a
favorites.
hole in the drywall. I can't, like,
I also like how every single one like explains why they're having a musical in it because like they
the
have
only
to figure it
one
out.
that was done super well and super right, and I'll give it credit for, is Buffy the
I've
Vampire
heard good
Slayer.
things about I've never actually finished Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
How dare you? Can we, can you please do that for
Yeah, I'm
me?
trying. Yeah, there's like I need to get through other things as well. But yeah,
I
that's
don't
one of
like
the ones on
you.
my list. Did you say you don't like
I
me?
don't like you. You haven't finished Buffy. I don't like you. That's weird.
You're my best buddy. You
I
can't
don't. I
not like me because I don't
don't
finish
like
one
you.
show. I introduced you to the boys.
So the what? Oh, yeah. I was just like that weird Amazon show that I don't
No.
watch.
No, I did not introduce you to that one because I haven't watched that one either. I've heard good things about that one, actually. I should watch that one. I like superheroes, though, a lot.
It's, I mean, but it's like, and they're like anti-heroes. They're
Yeah, they're like on the, yeah, they're like the Deadpool-ish Batman thing.
like that type of like not good people, but ended up being superheroes type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got sidetracked.
We did.
I want to talk about this fucking Titanic nonsense, the Titanic submarine
I'm
nonsense.
so
Like,
annoyed.
I'm sure, like, the rest of the fucking internet, the rest of the fucking world, and every fucking podcast episode this week is gonna be about this fucking Titanic sub, but it's just so fucking ridiculous to
It's
me.
absolutely absurd.
It's so
Everything
ridiculous
I
to me.
find out, like I hadn't heard about this submarine thing before this one got lost, and then the more information I keep getting, the more I'm just like, who got on this?
Bro, it's a fun
Did they
it's
ever release the names of all the passengers? Okay,
It's
I
full
haven't.
on out there. Yeah, it's full on out there. And
Okay.
they're all billionaires.
But somebody did the math. Okay, I wanted like let's start here. Okay, let's start with everything that Wick is like, what the fuck about this? And then I'm gonna explain to you that somebody like what the math was and what it equated to if it was like cost equivalent it would be to us. But first
Okay.
let's go over the number one, it bolts from the outside.
It bolts from the outside, and
Which
they
means right now, even if
pause.
it got up to the top, they still couldn't get air because they couldn't get out.
It bolts from the outside, and also there's a bolt that is so high up that normally needs to be bolted, was not bolted this time because, oh, it's just too high. We'll just not bolt that one, I think was what happened this time around. The actual one of the passengers, the conductor for this particular voyage, was the actual old guy founder of the company.
Good for him.
His so he's Gonzo.
His wife, her grandparents died in the Titanic.
Yes, they did. So another crazy thing, he's been interviewed saying, well, he was piloting this one, but he was interviewed saying that while other submarine companies are out there, they usually hire, like, experienced submariners that are
Wait,
like
oh, really?
ex military, and they're a bunch of 50, like over 50 year old white guys. But I didn't want that for my company. I wanted it to be inspirational, so I wanted to hire young guys who don't really know what the fuck they're doing, basically.
You know what? I never want a somebody who to take me down on a like that hasn't done this a bazillion times.
This thing is a fucking.
This thing can barely sink. Like this thing sinks and it shouldn't be able to rise to the surface. It's not military grade. It doesn't have all the safeguards that a military grade does have. Are you kidding me? I want somebody who's done a successful submarine dive a million times before. Oh my God.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a fucking basically a drainage pipe the size of a fucking minivan with no actual seats.
Nope, you sit on a carpeted floor.
No actual seats. There is a bathroom with very like, and the other passengers are just suggested to play really loud music while people are trying to use the restroom. It's all fucking piloted by an off-the-shelf, basically Logitech controller.
I saw that.
It looks like an Xbox controller, but it's a PC controller with just basically some modified joysticks on there. But they're piloting this thing with a fucking Xbox controller. And apparently this isn't the first time. Apparently they have like apparently it's been around for a while and they've had and
They've
they've had
only
like
had two voyages before this, though.
no, they haven't. They've had way more because
Really?
the creator of The Simpsons has, claims to have got on it three times, just him. He's been on it three times.
That's weird. That I thought the company came out and said they don't. This was only like the third voyage that they'd had.
And he fucking says that every time that he went on it, there's a waiver that says on the first page mentions death three times.
Yeah, I did hear that the family can't sue because of that waiver.
So,
Sucks for them.
I mean, they decided to get in this nightmare vessel
It's a
and
nightmare
literally
vessel.
drive down to their fucking doom on
Yeah.
their own. So
Yeah,
they
I'm sure that all the ghosts on the Titanic that were like third class passengers are the reason that these first class passengers did not make it back to the surface, but you know.
fucking deployed, lost contact within an hour and a half of dropping, and were missing for days. Everyone was kind of,
How
everyone on
long
the
was the
internet.
voyage supposed to be?
I don't know. I
Like
don't
how
know.
like that I'm just wondering how long before they noticed they were missing.
Well, an hour and a half. That's what I'm saying.
That's when they lost contact.
Yeah, they
How
lost
like I
contact.
want
Let
to
me
know.
see.
Okay, that's fair. I see what you're saying now. But
Yeah,
I
yeah.
also would just like to know how long they were actually supposed to be gone.
Yeah, that's I don't think it specifies in any of the articles. I've read a bunch of articles and I don't think it says.
Yeah.
But how long they were supposed to
How
be
did they
out,
manage
but it
this?
says the sub lost contact about an hour and 45 mi minutes later. The Coast Guard first alerted mariners about the missing sub Sunday night. So I guess they wait. I guess they did wait to report it.
Oh yeah. And then they were trying to wait even longer to report
But it was overdue,
who
so
it was. Okay, go on.
it doesn't specify how long they were supposed to be out, but they lost contact an hour and 45 after deploying, and later that night they were reported as overdue, which is when they were reported missing. And so everyone was all worried about that the amount of oxygen they had, and like, oh shit, like people were like counting down like how much time these people had to live before they were found and stuff like that. Some weird banging sounds were picked up on sonar, so people thought it was like them trying to like make
2 hours.
sounds.
It's supposed to take them 2 hours to get down to this construction site, to the destruction site, and then come
2 hours
back
to
up,
back up.
probably.
Okay. Here we go.
It was an 8-day trip, but the submersible was only a piece of that.
So
That's weird.
today, all that waiting and all that, what's their oxygen supply at, was basically deemed useless because I think earlier today they found pieces of a wreckage that they identified was actually from the vessel, which and
Play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
after analyzing it, it confirms that it basically at a certain depth, about 13,000 feet right by the Titanic, that it had a failure in something and it imploded on itself. So they didn't die a slow death of suffocation.
At least
They
they didn't die
were
a slow death of suffocation.
instantly crushed like an aluminum can as the submarine imploded on them. Do you
Are any
know?
of these people, are any of these people who were on it, because I didn't look up who they are any of them like halfway decent people that I would even care?
Let's see. The five
I'm
people
fully under
aboard
the impression that they were fucking stupid and I don't care, but
the submersible were Hamish Harding, a 59-year-old British billionaire, business owner and explorer, British Pakistani businessman Shahzada Dawood and his son Suleiman, French explorer Paul Henri Narjolet, who had multiple dives over the years to explore the Titanic, and Stockton Rush, the CEO of Ocean Gate Expeditions, who was serving as pilot.
so no. None of them did
They're just business.
anything.
They're just billionaire businessmen.
Yeah, I was making sure that none of them were like billionaires for actually doing something cool.
No.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, no. And neither does Hamish Harding's stepson, because He made a post saying, "Help! Oh, send prayers. My stepdad is gone missing in a submarine," and then immediately posted that he was at a Blink 182 concert. And he started getting hate, all over it, all over the fucking internet, obviously, because dude, your dad's fucking lost at sea, and you're over here at a concert. And he tweeted back, "It might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink 182 show, as it's my favorite band, and music helps me in difficult times." So he was getting hella hate for this. He got into some more beef
He should
with.
get hate for that. Wasn't he also the one that, like, at some point threatened to shoot up somewhere?
And that's where, and it gets even crazier. So he has beef with Cardi B over, like, all this shit, because,
great,
like,
great.
Cardi B called him out for, like, having no respect and all this shit like that. And then I start seeing on my end, because I used to go to raves and festivals, and I still have friends who go. So I still follow people in the on EDM Twitter. And I start seeing my like old friends of mine post, "No fucking way, this stepson billionaire, the billionaire stepson guy is the same motherfucker who was threatening to shoot up Bliss and that last year." And I was like, "Wait, what?" So then I start looking into it, and yes, so from this article, Brian Floyd tweeted, "I can't believe this is a real sentence, but FYI, the stepson of the billionaire who is stuck on the Titanic sub that is coping by going to Blink 182 concerts was recently in jail on stalking and harassment charges, and also threatened to shoot up an EDM festival."
Great.
So,
so much
yeah,
fun.
As per outlet Xron Music, after being called out for harassment by women in the rave community, Brian Zass posted several tweets threatening people of a massacre at the Excision and Millennium Trilogy shows that were scheduled to happen in Las Vegas at the time. The publication reports that Brian also tweeted that it was funny that the women who accused him of harassing them think they are safe at the Trilogy and that he will encounter them there. The threats were immediately reported to the teams of Excision and Millennium, and they took action. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, so this guy's a fucking scumbag, clearly. And
clearly,
he posted trying to get sympathy for his dad, and then immediately started being a shitty person again, posting at the Blink show. So, holy fuck, man. The whole, just like, saga, pantheon lore around this fucking sub expedition.
Is a nightmare.
And so, it's literally been watching, it's like watching a fucking dumpster fire float across the river slowly. Like, and I can't stop staring at it. You know what I mean? It's like,
I stopped staring at it because I was just like, okay, this is what got me. So somebody was like, "I want to know what that is in normal person money. $250,000.
$250,000.
Thank you. I know. Yes, $250,000. And they're billionaires. So they did the math of like how much it would be. And they're like, if you're a person who makes $40,000 a year, which is still being generous in a lot of this country.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a person who makes $40,000 a year, then it would be the equivalent of this trip costing you $10. Would you do this trip for $10?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
For
me, it's the bolting me in from the outside.
For me, it's I would do something like it, maybe, maybe, maybe.
Maybe.
In like the fucking most technologically advanced, tried and tested, true, fucking futuristic ass, fucking amazing vessel that's like fucking Bioshock levels of like cool, then fuck yeah, sign me up. This literal fucking drainage pipe bolted from the outside with a little fin attached to it? Absolutely fucking not. Why? Why? And especially if I'm a fucking billionaire, and this is only costing me $10 supposedly. Oh, you know, and there's other companies
and that's
out there
that's
that
like
do
my thing,
this.
Like,
there's other companies out there that do this. Why not spend a fucking hundred of your dollars, $1,000 of your dollars, or whatever the equivalent in billionaire is to that, to go with like some more legit shit? So again,
I agree.
Thank you. You said it earlier, and this is where we'll end it with the phrase again. Shout out Taylor Swift. It's in one of her songs recently, too. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
I just don't understand. I don't understand what possessed them to be like, this is the thing I have to do.
This is
This
the
is the
one.
thing I have to send
This
my
is the
money
one.
on.
Yeah. This one. I want to get in this minivan size tube and.
Like, it's not even a luxury.
The Titanic is cursed AF, too. Like, why would you want to go down there? You were stealing. It was a literal death sentence that they signed off on that waiver. You know what I mean?
They did. You signed something that had to tell you that many times that you could die.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. I agree. I just. This proves, somebody wrote that this proves that even though that rich people want to say that they're smarter, every single poor person around has been like, that's something I would never do. And they were like heckin' on board. And that just proves that money doesn't buy you intelligence, because it's the same as like, and here's the thing, like people have asked me, they're like, oh, don't you feel even a little bit bad? They're dying. That's human life. And I'm like, no.
I mean, no, like, again.
I don't know what there would be for me to feel bad about.
It's Darwinism at this point. You know what I mean? Like, you have every, you have no reason to want to do this, especially when presented with evidence that you might and most potentially will fucking die multiple times. You saw the thing that you were getting into before you got it, and you still could have been like, you know what?
No.
Keep, if it's 10 bucks to you, keep the fucking money, dog. I'm not gonna get in this. I'm actually out. You know what I mean? Like, just
You got in it.
assess the situation and fucking act. But you decided to get in the fucking screaming metal death trap and
It
hurl
was like
yourself
definitely like
to
it
the
wasn't even trying
bottom
to
of
hide
the
that it wasn't a
ocean.
death trap. I mean, they put it in the fucking thing.
You chose to climb in a screaming metal death trap and hurl yourself to the literal ocean floor.
And you want me to be sorry.
I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't.
I
I
can't.
can't. I can't do it.
Agreed. I can't do it either. I just. Nothing about it makes sense to me.
Unfathomable. Unfathomable.
No, no, no.
Anyway.
It has fathoms. It has a lot of fathoms. It's down at the bottom of the ocean.
So many fathoms,
So
actually.
many fathoms,
Holy
actually.
shit, the fathoms?
Oh my god, the fathoms.
The fathoms are what
The
did it.
fathoms is the only thing on point on the in this
Yeah, the
story.
fathoms are actually the only thing that
They're the
matters.
only redeeming quality.
Holy fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me bust out that at the last second. Just a pun about dead people.
Let's just end the podcast there. It's not gonna get funnier than
It's
that.
not gonna get funnier than that. But like, we also have not been recording for that long.
I know. It was a joke. So I'm gonna re-put this in here from a bit
I'm
ago.
So excited. We got
Because and then I'm also gonna fucking Google it to see if I can find an article. You wanna read the tweet out for our people so they can see what we're trying to talk
mystery
about?
buyer purchases abandoned ghost town in quotes in California desert for 22.5 million. The town is called Eagle Mountain, and the buyer has not said why he purchased the town, and it is not issuing a public statement. Ooh, that's
So,
fun. Where is this in California?
let's do a quick Google map. What's it called? Eagle what?
Eagle Mountain.
Eagle Mountain.
Also, ghost towns in quotes.
So it is. Oh, okay. It's like by Joshua Tree.
Oh, okay. Not far, actually.
Yeah, no, not crazy far. So it's only a couple hours away from us. The ghost town is known as Eagle Mountain, though it hasn't been the site of much in the way of quotidian goings on. A mysterious buyer known as Ecology Mountain Holdings saw fit to scoop up the vacant property for a whopping $22.5 million late last month. Despite the zip code's relative lack of action in recent years, it does have some interesting ties to its movie star neighbor to the west, Christopher Nolan. Christopher
Okay.
Nolan filmed scenes from his mind-bending 2020 thriller Tenet in the ghost town. SF Gate reports that several foremen still live in the area to keep watch over the dusty lot in case of any trespassers.
So it's not, it's like a stage ghost town.
I see.
That's why ghost, I was like, why is ghost town in quotes? Is there actually people living here instead? No. So it's considered a ghost town in quotes because it was, so they set it up to be a ghost town.
Oh, that's kind of lame,
It's
actually.
kind of lame. Why would he buy it?
This is why we do this. This is
That's so disappointing.
why we Google stuff with our listeners and give it to them in
With
real
our
time.
whole chest.
Yeah, in real time. This sucks. Okay, real quick, since this is what's happening, and we know.
Okay, we want theories.
Yes, what the fuck
Okay.
is happening here?
So he bought this thing. Okay. What do I think he is doing? I think he is going to, I'm gonna give a really outlandish theory and a really like normal theory.
Okay.
So normal theory, maybe he's trying to set up a homeless area. Like to allow people to live on the property because
Oh,
there's a whole bunch of houses there.
ideally, that'd be cool.
That'd be a cool one. That's the cool normal theory. Outlandish theory. He has mutated giant rats and wants to give them a home to stay safe in. He's gonna build a wall around all of this town and just make it a giant maze and see if they can find the cheese. Or he has a minotaur.
Why did we? Why he has a minotaur? That'd be fucking dope.
That would be fucking dope.
Why did we both go for like genetically modified shit? My theory is like this guy.
Because we're best buddies, and you can't get rid of me out of your brain.
This guy definitely like tried to like genetically modify people to like create Smurfs. You know what I mean? And he has like some crazy, like fucked up Smurf people that he's just trying to house to like keep out of the public eye. You know what I mean? That's my theory. And then he's gonna actually walk around in like a giant robe to terrorize them from time to time.
I want it to be giant mutated something.
Rats, though?
Could be worse things that are giantly mutated. Pigs?
Spiders, my literal worst
Spiders?
nightmares.
Yeah. There could be way worse things than a giant rat.
Come on down to Spiderville, California.
Ah!
Imagine
Fire Mountain.
they're running shops and shit. I can't. I literally just.
They push you a bag and it's like a big hairy tarantula and his hair brushes you.
Oh my fucking God. I literally am I'm gonna give myself a panic attack. We need to stop.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got this week, Shan?
Man, I didn't got a lot. That's the problem. We did Crazy Bones. Let me see. Let me see. Missy, Missy, Missy.
Oh, here you go. You put this one in here. Did we talk about this overdue library book that was returned over
No.
100 years late or something?
No, and I'm so excited.
So, overdue book returned to the California Library after nearly 100 years. This book, A History of the United States by Benson Lossing, was due back at the St. Helena Public Library in Napa Valley back in February 1927. Chris Crichton, the library's director, told ABC News. Earlier this month, Napa Valley resident Jim Perry returned the book, which was passed down originally by his late wife's grandfather. You gave away your dead wife's grandpa's book?
I mean, it wasn't his book.
Perry said he wasn't aware of the significance of its return until he saw reports while out of town at his brother-in-law's son's wedding. Perry told ABC News that the book was in his family for five generations and it was in possession of his wife, Sandra Learned Perry, until her death in 2015.
So he kept it for another several years.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I decided to take it to the library because it had St. Helena Public Library stamped on the book. His wife's grandfather was John McCormick, who was part of a pioneer family that settled in the Napa Valley area in the 1840s. Crichton said Perry returned a history of the United States by dropping it off at the front desk of the library, and that staff didn't take a proper look at the book, only knowing it was an old book. It wasn't until I got it later that I wondered if it was one of the original books in our collection, Crichton said. The copy of the book goes as far back as when the library was a subscription library where it cost 25 cents a month to take a book home.
Wow.
Wow.
That was expensive.
Before library cards, my dude.
Before free library cards and free lighting, like, also, like, 25 cents a month is very expensive.
In the 1890s? Fuck
in
yeah,
1892? That's very expensive.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, back then, remember, it was like, it was hard to be like an educated person, so that makes sense, you know.
That
It
makes
was
sense.
that's probably it's, this is probably why it was hard. Education was hard to come by. That shit was expensive. People didn't have money. Crazy. So before the city of St. Helena took over the library in 1892 and made book borrowing free for St. Helena residents, according to the St. Helena Star, fines for the book would have totaled an estimated $1,756. But the library stopped collecting fines in 2019. Saved by the fucking calendar, my dude. He would have had to pay almost $2,000 if he brought it back a couple years ago. Even then, the maximum fine would have been $10. Oh, okay, boo. So Perry said the binding kept the book intact, and he was afraid to read it because parts of the book were falling apart. I was worried that if I started going through it, I'd break it. The newly returned copy of the book is now in a display case at the library. So, pretty fucking wild that, like, a family heirloom that was going around in five generations ended up being basically a fucking, I mean, at that point, stolen-ass library book, you know what I mean?
I mean, but they stopped collecting fines in 2019, and the maximum fine would have been $10.
Yeah.
Like,
almost $2,000. I mean, two, that still seems like fairly cheap for almost 100 years overdue. $2,000, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if it would have been the reflection, the okay, so it would have been the fines for the book as they would have agreed to the fines back in 19 or in 1892.
Oh,
So if it's
okay, yeah.
25 cents a month to rent it, it might have just been like, it kept adding that 25 cents in, or late fees might have been like 10 cents
Yeah, who
back
knows?
then.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could try and calculate it doing math, but I'm not gonna do that.
I was like, ugh. And we also don't know if the library charges fines per day or per month, or if there's a different fine per month as it like it does days. That's a literal one,
Okay,
and once it gets to months, it gets a bigger one.
okay, you're mathing. You're literally mathing. We need to
No,
stop.
I'm just gauging with you.
Yeah.
But like all the things that could go into it.
Did you ever return? What's the most overdue you ever returned a book? Or were you a good
Probably
person?
2 weeks late.
I still have books from the library.
I still have movies from
On my shelf.
Blockbuster.
Oh shit, go off. Like with like Blockbuster like labels and
No,
boxes?
not anymore. We moved it into a different like case.
Yeah.
But yes.
Oh, well, that's pretty much going to do it for us this week on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we really appreciate it. Go ahead and share the show with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shed on the internet,
you can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
Oh, there's only two of us. Damn, we're tired this week.
Like I was like I knew there was two of us. That was the one thing I was sure of.
There's four of us on my other podcast, so there's a lot of
you know
if you
about
want
my
to
other
find.
Personalities.
Yes, I
oh
do.
it's on your other podcast. Yeah. Yeah, just the two.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 hour chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
Shan did it. The other week.
Stop blaming me for things.